MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The murder trial of Damian Vasquez, 37, of Carlsbad, got underway on Monday in the fatal stabbing of 24-year-old Dalton Putman that happened on September 9th of 2024. Vasquez was arrested on January 18th and charged with a single count of second-degree murder. Police said Vasquez stabbed Putman to death after the two men drank together and later got into an argument around 1:45 a.m. at Vasquez's home on the 4100 block of Honolulu Street in Carlsbad. The defense and prosecution rested their cases on Tuesday, and jury deliberations are expected to begin on Wednesday. And the U.S. Department of Energy announced it has extended a contract with Salado Isolation Mining Contractors, which was hired in November of 2022 as the primary operations contractor at the waste isolation pilot plant between Hobbs and Carlsbad. The initial contract was for 4 years and included 6 one-year extensions. Last week's announcement used 3 of those potential extensions from October 1st, 2026 through September 30th of 2029. The other 3 extensions are still available, and the contract is valued at around $3 billion. And Duke Rodriguez, the CEO of Ultra Health, and who also served as New Mexico Human Services Department Secretary under Governor Gary Johnson, has officially announced his candidacy to replace Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, who was termed out and cannot run again. Rodriguez is the 3rd Republican to declare his candidacy for governor, joining State Senator Steve Lanier and Rio Rancho Mayor Greg Hull. The Democrats vying for the position include Deb Haaland, who was the former Interior Secretary under Joe Biden, Bernalillo County District Attorney Sam Bregman, and former Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagishima. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.